When we stop counting our resources without the all-sufficient power of Jesus Christ, we will find that Jesus Christ is enough to meet all of our needs and then some. Our testimony should be, every month we're in the red, but the leftovers are more than enough. 5 loaves, 2 fishes, plus Jesus Christ come to a good deal more than 200 denarii of bread.
Welcome to the Calhoun Baptist Church Podcast, your digital sanctuary for spiritual growth, inspiration, and reflection. In today's episode, we have the privilege of delving into a powerful message titled, Jesus is More Than Enough, delivered by our very own Brother Mark Abbey. Drawing from scriptures in Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 44, this sermon beautifully illustrates the boundless sufficiency found in Christ. As we explore this message, we invite you to open your heart and spirit to the transformative power of God's Word. Whether you're a long-standing member of our church or a newcomer, seeking spiritual nourishment, the Calhoun Baptist Church podcast is your gateway to a deeper connection with your faith. Thank you for being part of our digital congregation. Let's dive into Jesus is More Than Enough and allow its wisdom to enrich our spiritual journey. Don't forget to subscribe to the Calhoun Baptist Church podcast to stay connected with our ongoing spiritual exploration and receive further episodes directly. And now, Brother Mark.
Chapter 6, verse 30 through 44. If you would stand as we read out of God's Word. Mark chapter 6, beginning in verse 30. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest for a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. And when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, this is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages to buy themselves something to eat. But he answered them and said, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? And he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them to sit down in groups on the grass. So they sat down in groups by 150 and by 50s. And taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up into heaven and he said a blessing. And he broke the bread and loaves and gave it to them. And the disciples set it before the people. And he delivered the 2 fish among them all, and he divided the 2 fish among them all, and they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces of fish and the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. Let's pray. Jesus, you are more than enough. We thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon us. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Your undying love, Lord, that loves us forever. Lord, I pray that you would take this scripture, the Holy Scripture that we just read, and embed it in our hearts. Cause us to think upon it. Cause us to implement it in our daily lives, that we might become more like you, as you left us the great example of how to live here on earth. Have your way and your will during this time as we worship you in the Word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And the church said, this is the only miracle that's recorded in all four Gospels. Matthew connects it with John the Baptist's death. Mark's text links it to the apostles' return from when he sent them out, as we talked about last week. John shows it a little more intimate knowledge of the parts played by the apostle, and he sets the whole incident in a clearer light. In Matthew, I'd like to read Matthew to you. It says, now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there. This is Matthew 14, if you want to follow along. When Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there. What did he hear? He heard that John the Baptist had just been beheaded. So he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. Here we see Jesus wanting to get alone with the Father. Here he's grieving his death of his cousin, John the Baptist, and he seeks solitude. He seeks time alone with just God the Father. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. And when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, and he healed them. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, this is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages to buy food for themselves. But Jesus said, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, we only have 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, bring them to me. And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, said a blessing, and he broke the loaves and gave it to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000, besides women and children. So there was way more than 5,000 people there, probably more like 10, even maybe more than 10,000 people that ate that day. John 6:1, the same story is recounted and says, after this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a large crowd followed him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. And Jesus went up into the mountains, and there he sat down with his disciples. And now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. And lifting up his eyes and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat? He said this to test him, for he knew himself what he would do. And Philip answered him, said, 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many? And Jesus said, have the people sit down. And now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, about 5,000 in number, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, gather up the fragments, that nothing may be lost. So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. And when the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, this indeed is the prophet who has come into the world. Everybody needs quiet time. In Matthew, Jesus hears about the death of his cousin, John the Baptist, and he withdraws from ministry to get alone and grieve and spend time with the Father. If Jesus, God incarnate, needs to have solitude to get alone and pray with God the Father, how much more do you and I need to get alone by ourselves with God the Father? In Mark, we read that Jesus received the apostles back from their missionary trip, and he heard their testimonies. He felt joy. He listened to their stories. And then he pulled them away for spiritual and physical rest. After the Holy Spirit is done using you for God's glory, you are spiritually and physically wasted. You're like burnt toast. It is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we can preach or heal or minister to anybody. And when we complete a ministry task, we need rest and repose and recharged. We need time alone with God to pray and seek Him. The apostles came back to Jesus full of excitement and joy, and they were eager to give their testimonies of what they had done and taught. So Jesus, knowing their needs, bids them to come with Him into healing solitude and rest. After a great effort, the body cries for rest, but still more does the soul's health demand quiet after being used in the ministry. Without quiet time with Jesus, our efforts tend to become mechanical, to lose spiritual power, and to accomplish the work set before us, we fail. Quiet time alone with God is never a waste of time. It's always a time of refueling, relief, repose, redirection, and rededication. There can never be too much activity in the work of the ministry for Jesus Christ. But know this, you and I will never be effective in the ministry if we don't get alone and spend quiet time with God. For all that we do as we work for the Lord, we get depressed, down, overwhelmed, burdened. But know this, if we retreat, if we spend time alone with God, He is more than enough. Don't think for a minute that just because you're saved and empowered by the Holy Spirit Hemi and you have a Jesus-jetted carburetor that you don't need to refuel from time to time. Even Jesus retreated to spend time alone with God. And if Jesus needed time alone with God, we must need it even more. That's one reason why there is so much sowing and so little reaping today in the church. We're not spending our quiet time effectively with God when we have the time. Jesus returned to the ministry after a very short withdrawal with the 12. In fact, He didn't hardly get any time to rest with the 12 because the crowd seen where He was going, and the scripture said they beat Him there. So they only had the time in the boat where they were together and crossing over to the other side to be alone. But He returned after a brief rest was obtained, He returned again to the ministry work. And the great multitude did not make Him impatient, though no doubt some of the apostles were annoyed. In his compassion, He saw their need, and pity welled up in His heart, and He looked on the folks and said, "We need to minister to them because they are like sheep without a shepherd." If we looked at the folks in our community with Christ's eyes, their spiritual state would be the most prominent. And if we saw them as Jesus did, some of His great compassion might well up in our hearts, and we might put forth an effort to reach them in the ministry. People like in that day are still like sheep without a shepherd. They're ignorant of the way, and they are hopeless. They are still empty people filled with cares, headed who knows where. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. Secondly, in the text, I see that Jesus is the bread of life. John tells us that Jesus said at the first sight of the multitude. Mark takes up the narrative at the close of the day. John writes that Jesus saw the need beforehand and asked Philip what he was going to do to help feed the people. Jesus saw the need and He was already determined to meet it long before the people ever spoke of their need. Jesus is always more than enough. No needs arise unforeseen by Christ, and He requires no prompting to help bless people. Difficulties which seem impossible to us, even before we perceive the issue, Jesus has already made provisions and he is more than enough. The apostles, according to Mark, came with a remedy. This remedy is a lot like the remedy I would have. Send them back to the city so they can get something to eat. That's so human, amen? It sounds like something that you and I would suggest as the multitude would come and need something to eat. We don't have the resources here to feed them, so send them away. It's a suggestion of helplessness to the hopeless, a suggestion of shirking our responsibility as the church, a human remedy instead of a miracle of God. Jesus answers the disciples with an action that requires great faith. He says, "You give them something to eat." Has the church ever been faithless enough to send those in great need to the cities and big churches who have greater means and more resources than we do here? Someone comes along and asks the church for help, and the church says, "Let's make a few phone calls and we'll pray about it." When God says, "What's that in your hand that I blessed you with?" Are we not all tempted to irresponsibly send the hungry away? Do we not look at our resources and forget that Jesus is enough? Does he not still command us to give them something to eat? Let us rise up in faith and know that whatever Jesus has is more than enough to feed the world. Whoever has Jesus has more than enough to heal the sick. Whoever has Jesus has more than enough to share the gift of salvation. Whoever has Jesus has more than enough to change their family, their friends, their community, and the world. Jesus plus nothing is more than enough. The disciples calculated the cost to feed the people, and it was far beyond their means and resources. Human calculations always leave out the multiplicity of Christ's power. So they were sent to hunt up the food they could find, and John tells us that Andrew found the boy with the 5 barley loaves and the 2 fish. The disciples went back and told Jesus this was all they found. Jesus would have us count our resources and then realize our dependence on him. We look at the financial report of our business meeting and we wonder if we'll ever make it when every month is negative. Paul said, "When I am weak, I am strong." When we stop counting our resources without the all-sufficient power of Jesus Christ, we will find that Jesus Christ is enough to meet all of our needs and then some. Our testimony should be, "Every month we're in the red, but the leftovers are more than enough. 5 loaves, 2 fishes, plus Jesus Christ come to a good deal more than 200 denarii of bread." Third, I just want to keep emphasizing the point that Jesus is enough. Mark's text shows us the group sitting in small groups of 50 or 100 men. So small group is not a new thing. It's been around for a long time. Have you ever thought about the amazement of the people who witnessed this miracle as Jesus took the 5 barley loaves, the 2 fishes, and he blessed it and multiplied it and set up a soup kitchen in the middle of the wilderness and fed everyone with more than enough? Psalm 78:19 says, "They tested God in their heart by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God, saying, 'Can God spread a table in the wilderness? He struck a rock, so the water gushed out as streams and overflowed. Can he also give bread and provide meat to his people?'" Folks, just as God provided quail and manna from heaven and fed the Israelites with all they needed, he is more than enough for you and I. Philippians 4:19 and says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." The point at which the miracle began is not clearly stated in any of the 4 Gospels, But the miracles of Jesus always begin with a need. If you are in need of salvation, He's an all-sufficient Savior. If you're in need of healing, He's a miraculous healer. If you're in need of provision, He is Jehovah Jireh, our great provider. If you're in need of relief from hard times, He's a great deliverer. If you're in need of recovery, He's a chain breaker. Jesus meets every need with more than enough. There's one who comes to Jesus and leaves empty. They are those who, like the rich young ruler, come to Jesus full of themselves, and Jesus sends them away with nothing. When you come to Jesus, you must come in faith, knowing that you cannot fix your problem, and knowing that Jesus is more than enough. The Bible says in Psalms 51:17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, You will not despise these. You see, we come to God in our brokenness, and God sees our need, and He is more than enough. As the disciples witnessed that day, each fish and loaf left the hands of Jesus, and more appeared. Now think about that as the disciples was with Jesus, sharing with them small groups their food, and Jesus would hand them a loaf, and they would look back, and there would be more loaves in His hand. And He would hand a fish, and He would look back, and there would be more fish in His hands. At the hands of Jesus, there is always more than enough. The more you give, the more appears in the hands of Jesus. You cannot outgive God. God is the blesser of those who bless others, and He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. All good and wonderful gifts flow down abundantly from the Father of lights who never changes. He gives graciously to all who ask, and our God is rich. No one can count God's wealth, because that number has not been invented yet. When Jesus ascended into heaven, He sat down at the right hand of God the Father, and every blessing of God flows through the hands of Jesus, who is more than enough. When you bless others, the blessings they receive is never as great as the blessing you receive by passing on the blessing. Now there's a blessed tongue twister. Amen. When you bless others, the blessing they receive is never as great as the blessing you receive by passing on the blessing. You may give till it hurts, but you will get more than you have storage for. Many followers of Jesus don't receive blessings from God because they cut off the flow. How do you stop the flow of blessings from God? You just quit passing the blessings on to others. Or you don't give God the glory. God blesses you so that you'll bless others with the blessing that He blessed you with. 2 Corinthians 1, 3-5 tells us this excellent. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all blessings, who blesses us in all of our affliction. Why? So that we may be able to bless those who are in any affliction with the blessings with which we ourselves are blessed with by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ we share abundantly in His blessings. From the hand of Jesus flows blessings to us from God the Father, which is all sufficient and is more than enough to meet our needs. And with those same blessings, leftovers are more than enough to meet your family's needs, the needs of your friends, the needs of your church and your community. Jesus is always more than enough. You are a conduit of blessings from the blesser to the blessed. When you bless others with the blessings you receive from the hand of Jesus, you tell others, and you tell others where the blessings come from, you give God the glory, and you'll get more blessings. It should be a great honor to be a conduit of blessings for others. We sing the song, "Make Me a Channel of Blessings," today. Make me a channel of blessings, I pray. My life possessing, my service blessing, make me a channel of blessing today. Jesus took inventory of the resources. The disciples found all the resources they had, which were 5 loaves and 2 fishes. 5 loaves and 2 fishes are insufficient in our hands to feed 5,000 men plus women and children. Amen? But in hands of Jesus, it's more than enough. Notice Jesus did not make the bread or the fish. He only took inventory of the resources they had, and then he multiplied it. Our resources here at Calhoun Baptist Church will always be inadequate. It'll always be insufficient funding. But in the hands of Jesus, it's always more than enough. In our business meetings, we look at our feeble resources to meet the needs of our church and this community. And we wonder where we're going to keep, how we're going to keep the doors open, how we're going to keep the lights on. But we forget that Jesus is more than enough. In conclusion, in all 4 Gospels, the commandment is given by Jesus to gather up the broken pieces. Not the fragments left over by the eaters, but the unused pieces of the broken bread from Christ. Notice after everyone was fed, more remained untouched that will be used to supply the needs as they arise. These blessing resources are never to be hoarded by the church, but they're to be given out liberally to those in need. And when the church gives out the blessings liberally to all those in need, the church will receive more blessings to distribute. Once again, the blessings can be cut off if the blessings are not passed on. And the only reason God blesses the church and you is so that you will bless others. Make us a channel of blessings today. Make us a channel of blessings, I pray. Our service blessing, our life possessing. Make us, Lord, that channel of blessing. The union of economy and creative power could never be invented. Unused resources are retained on purpose because Jesus commanded them to pick them up. The exercise of the Christian powers through Christ Jesus multiplies them, and after feeding thousands, more remains than was possessed before. There is that that scattereth and yet increases. You see, the more you give, the more you get. Would you stand and pray with me? Father God, we thank you for the blessings that you bestow upon us. And you pass them down liberally from heaven. And they're more than enough to meet our needs. And Lord, so many times we're ungrateful for what you've given us. So many times, Lord, we hoard the blessings. But Lord, may we be a people that pass blessings on to others. Make us a conduit. Make us a channel. Help us to give that others might receive, because it's better to give than receive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would you just sing a cappella with me?
We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this week's podcast. Our prayer is that if you are touched by this message, that you will respond with action. If you would like to accept Christ as your Lord, we ask that you pray the following prayer. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I do not deserve eternal life, but I believe that you died and rose from the grave to make me a new creation and to prepare me to dwell in your presence forever. Jesus, come into my life, take control of my life, forgive my sins, and save me. I am now placing my trust in you alone for my salvation, and I accept your free gift of eternal life. If you prayed this prayer with us today, then you know that you are truly saved. We'd love to hear from you. so that we might connect in a meaningful way, encouraging you to be active in the local church and share the same saving message of Jesus Christ. Please feel free to contact our pastor, visit our church, or find a Bible-believing local congregation near you. However you respond, please let us know.